SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint, your daily dose of discipline, resilience, and strength. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy ride we call life with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that can feel super tough, but is absolutely essential for our well-being. Practicing forgiveness both towards others and, maybe even more challenging, towards ourselves. Ever felt stuck in a loop of anger or resentment? You know that feeling when someone hurts you, and even days later, you're replaying the scenario in your head, fuming about it. Yeah, we've all been there. But holding onto that negativity doesn't just hurt the other person, it chips away at us, creating this wall of bitterness that keeps us from truly moving forward. So, how do we break free from this cycle? How do we cultivate forgiveness and self-compassion in a world that often feels demanding and unforgiving? Let me share 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Understand forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Think of forgiveness like letting go of a heavy burden. It's not about condoning their actions or saying what they did was okay. It's about releasing the grip that anger and resentment have on your heart and mind. Holding on to those negative feelings is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness sets you free. 2. It's a process, not a switch. Don't expect forgiveness to happen overnight. It takes time, patience, and often a lot of self-reflection. There will be days when it feels easier than others, but keep showing up for yourself in those moments when anger threatens to consume you. 3. Practice empathy, even when it's hard. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but try to understand the context. What might have been going on in their life that led them to make that hurtful choice? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and we all deserve a chance at redemption even if it's just for ourselves. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. This is where things get really interesting. If you can extend forgiveness to others, why not do the same for yourself? We are all imperfect beings who make mistakes. When you stumble, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Talking through your feelings can be incredibly helpful in processing pain and working towards forgiveness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague messes up a big project that impacts everyone. You feel anger bubbling up, resentment simmering. Maybe even a little bit of bitterness towards them for making such a careless mistake. Now imagine if instead of letting those feelings fester, you took a moment to breathe, acknowledge your anger, and then try to understand what might have led to their error. Perhaps they were overwhelmed, stressed, or simply had a bad day. By extending some empathy, even in the face of frustration, you can start to shift your perspective. Maybe it wouldn't erase the problem entirely, but it could help you respond with grace instead of reacting with anger. And who knows? That understanding might even open the door to a more productive conversation and a stronger working relationship. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings. It's about choosing to release the grip that negativity has on your heart and mind. So, take this episode as a reminder. Practice forgiveness, be kind to yourself, and remember you are capable of amazing things when you choose to let go of what no longer serves you. Ready to make today amazing? Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And let me know on social media what's one small step you can take today towards practicing more forgiveness and self-compassion. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom. Keep it real, keep it strong, and remember you are capable of anything.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.